In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. Always a pleasure to be back here with you virtually. Jordana, how are you? What's going on?
Everything's great. Things are moving along. It's April 11th. What a great day.
The weather's coming out. The birds are chirping. Betches has a brand new look. Everyone should go check it out. I'm wearing the shirt right now. I love my new Betches t-shirt. Tie-dye fits me well. Right? All is good in the world. We got a screenshot in front of us, right?
We do. We're going through some screenshots. We're going through an email. I love these. They're great. We're getting the full rundown. You can't spin these in the way that you want them to because the evidence is all in front of us. I'm excited to get into it.
That's right. Judge J&J here to get judgy. And listen, these are the perfect episodes to share. Make it your Instagram story. That is, I know this is the, you know, telling people about a podcast, that's hard because they come at you. When you tell someone, oh, I got a podcast for you, the fists go up right away. They're like, I don't listen to podcasts. Get the fuck out of my face. Listen, here's the best way to tell someone about this show. Make it your Instagram story. That is a non-invasive way. And you have, however, whatever your number is of people that watch your stories, they're watching. They're looking. This is the cheese and the breadcrumbs to put out for the mice to kind of make their way over to the show. So, and tag us. We'll like it. I always like a tag.
Share it.
That's right.
Should I get into our email today?
Let's do it.
All right. Hi, J&J. Love the pod. Feather, and all the pleasantries. To get right to it, I connected with a friend. We are both 24. Last year, I knew from school who now lives in a different state. It began platonically, but slowly became a bit flirty. We would text, Snapchat, or talk on the phone daily. He paid for me to fly out and see him in September 2020 over Labor Day weekend. We had a great time. I met a bunch of his friends and his sister. We went out on dates, and he took me to some really nice places in the area, and we had a lot of sex. Very nice.
There you go.
I came down again in October for a week with my family to visit some cousins in a different area. I spent the first few days with my guy, and then he drove me to where my family was staying and met my family. While I was with him, it was the same kind of situation: sex, hanging out with friends, sightseeing. He was always really affectionate out in public with handholding, arm around me, and so on. While we were planning for a time I could come down again, he said he wanted it to be longer, somewhere around 2 weeks. So I went in March to see him for 9 days. That's what he ended up being able to get off from work. Still a long time since we hadn't spent more than 3 or 4 days together. We again had such a fun time together. The chemistry and attraction was obviously there. We have a similar sense of humor and his friends seemed to really like me and we got along great. We also went and stayed in a hotel in a different city to do a 2-day trip to visit wineries. I'm a betch that loves my wine. Fun.
I like this
group. I met his parents and we saw them 4 days in a row for a few hours at a time, and we even cooked them dinner at their house one night. His parents knew who I was because I overheard him on the phone with his mom saying, I'm off work this week because my name is in town visiting. His mom loved me and told me she'd miss me and hope to see me again soon on my last day in town. When he dropped me off at the airport, he said he'd miss me and wanted to come to my state in a few months. Him and I never had the exclusivity talk, which led me to start this conversation, see attached. So should okay. we, you'll be, I'll be her.
How
and
do
him?
You, yeah, you be her. I'll be him. How do you feel about this so far? Like, and I love the way she wrote the email. All the details are important. And I'm looking at her first text and she's very direct. How do you feel?
I would feel pretty confident in what we were doing. I mean, all the signs or the action signs do appear to be there in terms of like this leading to something more serious. I would say the only thing that would probably cause me a lot of anxiety would be the long distance thing. But if this, to me, I mean, again, maybe I'm looking at this in a flawed way, but I first looked at this and I'm like, okay, this sounds like it's going pretty well. Seems headed to a more serious relationship?
I
How did you see it? You're like, well, here's what actually is going on.
Well,
and
I
it's
would
nothing
say,
like that.
Look, I think there's two things. They're enjoying each other and they're doing all these great things. It's a little concerning that it's always on his home turf.
Didn't she say he met her parents though?
Oh, did he?
She said, I came. Oh, I guess she was there with her family to see her, to visit some cousins. So I guess it was on his turf, but it was like her family was with her and he met her family. So I think I initially thought it was like,
okay,
he had come to her, but you're right. He did. She did go to him.
This is all on his. Yeah. She's always going to his place, which listen, that's just something to note. You can be getting to know someone while also going,
It's easier for him.
Right now, she's a rental girlfriend. Like, like he gets, you know, like he gets to use, you know, have the girlfriend, take her for a spin around the block. And then, and I don't mean to make her feel badly or cheapened by that, but I'm saying it's different to be in a relationship with someone with no ending than it is with the built-in ending.
Well,
just
I would
the timing
say,
of theirs. That,
right.
It's just
that's
like,
a very
because
good point.
Because it's not like they're just not getting together. It's not like every other week or, and again, I don't think this is going at a bad pace, but you know, it's, 10 days is 10 days. You know, what,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's a good point. I hadn't considered that or like really noticed that about the email, but that's a very good point that it is always by him. I just feel like he did seem like he's like integrating her into his life in a pretty serious way. Like they're hanging out with his parents for 4 days.
Sure.
Like, and I guess that like the, how much that means to someone varies from person to person. So that's something to think about.
So
but to me, if I was seeing this guy and this was what he was doing, I would find it to be pretty promising.
No, totally promising. I think what I love, and we're going to get to her text, but is that she's direct because you can't do this the same way you would do dating in the same city. It has to be different. So I think it has to be, you gotta, at some point you have to say something that isn't as romantic as come over, you know, like,
right.
And I think she's doing that now, which I appreciate. So it does seem promising. I'm with you.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. Then I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
All right, let's get to the text.
Let's do it.
Are we exclusive? My friends keep asking me if you're my boyfriend, and I really don't know what to say since we haven't really talked about it. I feel like yes, but I also don't want us to not be on the same page, so... And then she puts the smiley face emoji where you're like kind of baring
clenched
your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being a it should be just simple yes. And he gets into the length of his text couldn't have made her feel comfortable. But okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. He writes, being a couple miles away, it's hard to be a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
I think he meant a couple thousand miles away because he wrote a couple miles.
A couple miles.
Which I don't think is the case.
I can't do relationships 2 miles away. That's too much. Being a couple, okay, we'll add in, being a couple thousand miles away, it's hard to be a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship. I'm not seeking a relationship from anyone here in blank either. I don't expect you to be exclusive because, once again, the distance, and I've had the bros ask me the same question, and I tell them the situation of it. Oof. Nobody wants their relationship. Yeah, are you guys seeing each other? We got a situation going on.
Yeah, that the bros know all about it.
Yeah.
Bro dogs.
Yeah. The bros and I were talking. Yeah, we're just a situation.
Oh, I see. Well, that's disappointing to hear. Glad I was the last to know, LOL.
He writes, not the last to know.
Well, I wasn't seeing other people and didn't think I was flying 2,000 miles multiple times to see a friend with benefits. I felt like I was falling for you, and now I just feel like an idiot.
I liked when you were here for the company. I like spending time with you, but how can I be expected to maintain a relationship when we won't see each other for another set of months and I work nights? I've tried to think about this, and it's bad timing with my career and what I want to do in the next years. These are my reasons, but I would like to eventually be a boyfriend and girlfriend, but don't know when I'll be moving / not working nights. It's a lame situation that I'm in, and even more so for us.
Eventually isn't really good enough for me, though. I understand your reasons, and I've had the same thoughts. I guess I just didn't see how things were going. didn't see how things were going between us. Not a relationship.
I know, unhappy face. I know that you want now, quote unquote, but I can't myself. And then he responds to himself. Is this a
like the next day? It seems like, right.
Yeah,
there's a timestamp.
There's a timestamp, so it took a minute. Is this a don't talk to me any longer situation? No longer friends too?
I don't know his name. I'm really upset over this right now and felt really blindsided by it. So that's the end of the text. And then she writes to us. I think he sent the follow-up "Are we friends?" text after seeing I booted him off my Netflix account. Petty, I know, but it made me feel a little better. I guess what I want to know is
the Netflix
was I wrong
account
to...
is crazy. Like,
I can see. I think like I can see a situation where she's like, "Fuck that guy. He's not watching my Netflix shows. Not being my boyfriend."
I'm with her. Yeah.
I guess what I want to know is, was I wrong to assume exclusivity in the situation? In a jury of my peers, I don't think I would be found crazy for thinking we were in a relationship. I know long distance only really works when you have an end date for the distance, but I don't spend excessive amounts of time with the family of a guy I'm just casually hooking up with, nor would I fly to see him several times. It would be one thing if I happened to be in a city and we met up, but the sole purpose of my trips were to see him. I would also like to add he had a photo of us in his bedroom, and for his birthday in February, I mailed him a little gift that had painted something small for him, which was in his kitchen. I wanted to get your perspective on this and see if I was reading too much into these signs or if my assumptions were reasonable. I've obviously learned my lesson on waiting too long to have this conversation. Thanks for solving dating every week. I can't wait for Jared to come back to my city for stand-up. XOXO, all he gave me was a UTI.
I'm sorry. This is a tough one because I don't think she did anything wrong.
Right. I would say this guy actually did do something wrong, because I think anyone who's at all self-aware or aware of a situation would know that having a framed picture of someone in your bedroom and having them spend 4 days with your parents would lead them to believe that they are something more than a casual hookup. And I think to not say anything is to a little bit play like the ignorant card a little bit too intensely.
Oh, I totally agree with you that he avoided reality. He lived in the playful fun time, and she was going along with that. And then someone had to bring up reality, and he forced her to do it.
Right. And that's the most annoying part, is when you're like forced to break up with yourself, like these situations, because the guy won't do it like proactively.
Yeah. And you know, the picture in the house and all that stuff, like it sucks to look for clues for why you're in a relationship, you know, right. Like if you're looking for clues, that's probably the moment you go, "Hey, what's going on here?" And you're going to have to hear the reality of the situation because you both have to be on the same page. Like, at some point, the bar lights need to come up. And this was the point for them. And he was sitting there being, you know, waiting until he was waiting until closing time. And they're going, okay, everybody out, for him to make a decision instead of like, hey, let's get out of here before the lights come on because we're together. Does that make sense?
Right. And maybe I don't understand this also. Because I can never imagine myself doing this. So what is, from his perspective, like, why doesn't he want to date her? If he has a picture of her framed in his room and she's hanging out with his family and she's meeting his friends and he's meeting her family, like, what? If I'm her, I'm kind of like, I don't understand.
Well, then
he's doing everything to show that he would like me integrated into his life. Like, what is the difference?
To me, it's this is a lazy person. You know, like, they, you know, even how they started the relationship, they're from high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reconnected with a friend last year I knew from school who now lives in a different state. So they had a built-in trust from the school. So he didn't even have to go out and find a new woman or date or figure out his feelings on his own. This is someone from the past that has a built-in trust with them. Then he texts, Snapchats, and talk on the phone. These are all easy things to do. Then fly to me. I'm here. Come to me. I'm here. This whole situation is built around his comfort. And then the minute you guys go into boyfriend-girlfriend land, now it's, when are you coming to see me? When are you coming to my place? That's when things become, you know, less that's when he has to be less lazy. And he's right. Opting out of being less lazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, to me, like, there is such a thing as lazy daters. And it's a lot of times it's men. And
right. It's almost like our last Sunday special with the surfer.
Yeah, the surfer. Yeah.
He's just kind of like doing and saying whatever he feels like doing. And like, that's kind of how the other person takes it is like their problem.
Yeah, that's their problem. And if someone's an active dater and not being lazy, they think about what these consequences mean to the other person's life. Like,
right.
You know, for him to be like, these are my parents and they love you. And the mom says, I'm going to miss you. Like, he has to know that is
affecting that. Right.
Yeah. Like
and she's going to look and read into that. Yeah.
And he doesn't have to deal with the consequence because he's 2,000 miles away.
Right.
So he just lets this go. And so again, another form of laziness, not, you know, finding a situation where there's no consequences in it for you to have your life kind of upended.
Right. And I guess he's thinking like, I'll just let this go until she brings it up.
Yeah. And then she brought it up and he let it go really quick. And then he's like, is this a don't talk to me any longer? So he's no longer friends too. Like, he's a little lonely. He wants to know that he's still a good guy. And it's like.
Right. I think she did the right thing in all of the aspects. Yeah.
I don't think she ever acted wrong. Like when I said in the beginning that I meant she wasn't wrong. I think, you know, everyone has to, you know, she was put in a situation like, I got to say something. I don't know what this is. And I need to know. Like, you don't need to know what it is a month in. Sometimes you're just having fun and whatever that is. But when you start needing to know what it is, it kind of feels like you're, you know, the guy's like, got me again. I'm just here to hang out.
Right. When it's like, I thought we were not on the page, that page of like, where I was going to have to like force you to, like, she went into it probably thinking like he was going to say, yeah, of course, like, we're dating.
Yeah. I mean, his first message of, being a couple miles away, like, right. You know, like, he's
yeah, like, he almost, like, you almost, you know, that he anticipated this coming eventually and he had like a bottled up answer ready to go for it. Like, the boys already know this. I've already talked it through with the boys. So this is our stance.
And he's kind of using talking about it with his friends as like some sort of like elevation of what they are. But that's not. It's just kind of
it's almost more annoying. Yeah. Yeah. It's more like, I've already been telling everyone that this is not a relationship. Just, I've already told everyone.
And so. I get why she's like, it's disappointing here. Glad I was the last to know, LOL. It's like, that's better. And he's like, not last to know, not the last to know. Well,
yes, last
I'm
to
the
know.
Last one that you've talked about our situation with. I'm the last one that got honesty, full honesty.
And I think, I agree. I think it's more annoying because it's like, he knows from talking to his friends that this is something that he should be talking about. But he was obviously safer to talk about with his friends who weren't the ones that he was like rejecting in that sense. So she really was the last to know.
Would, you know, I like, how would you advise her in the future? Like, I do under, like, that's why I'm always like the fly here rent. That's why I brought up the rental girlfriend. Like, it's just too easy to do that type of thing. Like, I think like the only way to get ahead and, you know, this kind of goes against advice that we've talked about in the past, but like, listen, it's fine if you feel safe and all that to like go visit someone and have that fun adventure. But you have, I think you have to let them know what this means to your emotional state. Hey, if I come, I'm looking forward to have a good time, but this is going to be a more important relationship than someone I'm kind of on a first date with here, you know?
I agree. I think it takes, I agree, it takes away a little bit of the romantic, like we're just like having a ton of fun and like, but I think that saying that is an important way to protect yourself. Hey, if I'm going to be coming to you for 9 days, that's going to be something that's going to be really meaningful to me if I'm staying with you for 9 days.
That's that's the trip where she could have zigged where she zagged. And I don't think she made mistakes because I think, again, this guy is to blame for withholding the information that these trips didn't mean as much to him as they did you. And it feels like he knew that. But you know, hey, if I'm coming for 9 days, I'm going to be this is an exclusive relationship for me. If you can't handle that, maybe I should stay home. But I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Right. I think that that would have been totally normal. I can see why it's, again, easier said than done because you like don't want to break up the exciting flow of it. But I think that if there's anything to learn from this, maybe that's it. But I think that she had a good, it seems like she had a good time on these trips. She's 24. You have fun. Mm-hmm. Not everything ends in a relationship. And like at the end of the day, I wouldn't look back at it and beat yourself up over not doing anything sooner. It seems like you had a good time. You asked the right questions when you really felt them and you got an answer. And I think everything's a learning experience.
Totally agree. And, you know, it's just, again, I think it's better to look out. I would say it's funny that she's looking for the clues to why they're in a relationship and not the clues to why he's a lazy bum who doesn't want to meet a new woman. And I guess that's just the human way to look at things. Like you never.
That's how I would look at it too. So I understand.
I agree with that too. But it's interesting what we do. Like our animal brain is like, oh, well, this is why they're with me. And it's not
right.
The other way, which I guess
that's how we stop ourselves from. We had this conversation before too, where it's like that's how we stop ourselves from becoming like embittered and like pessimistic. Like you almost need that to be like hopeful and excited about dating is to look for like the positive signs, as opposed to the negative ones.
Totally, yeah. It's but this is an interesting one. I like this one.
This was great. All right, we will be back on Wednesday, and thanks so much for listening. UUP@Betches.com.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Madeline Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at UUPPod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to UUP@Betches.com. Betches.